Do you remember where you were when John Kennedy was assassinated? When you heard about it for the first time? Many of you, you pups, you kids, you weren't even born yet. This was 1963. Teresa Tomeo was in her 30s. So, given all that, you probably at least think you know exactly where you were because it was snapped into your memory, right? Shrinks call it flashbulb memories. Seared into your memory. You know, no doubt, there. Now, I remember exactly where I was, and I remember exactly who told me, and I remember the time of day, and I even think I remember it was cloudy. At least I think I do. I attended a workshop on memory a few years back. Maybe it was a few years back. I don't recall. So it was either a few years back or in 1934. One of the most fascinating studies. The shuttle disaster. Now, most of you know where you were in the shuttle disaster. True? When the shuttle went up, Houston, we have a major malfunction. And the shuttle blew up. It would have been, what, 1980, somewhere in the 80s? 89, 88, somewhere in there? Don't tell me you don't remember that. Come on. All right. Now, at the time, this professor, I think it was the next day, asked his students, please write down where you were, citing many details about your environment, who was there, when you heard this. Now, it happened the day before, so they were going to write this down. And then he asked, how sure are you that those memories are exact? Oh, 100%. 100% absolutely certain it happened yesterday. Come on, I'm not going to miss that. He took those records and he put them in a file for follow-up. And I forget exactly how many years later the follow-up was. I knew it at the time I was listening, but I don't remember now. At least 10 years, maybe more. He contacted as many of those students as he could. And he said to them, where were you when you heard about the shuttle disaster? And they all wrote it down, you know. Then he asked, how certain are you that your memory is accurate? Oh, 100%. Of course. I'd never forget something like that. And then he found that a significant percentage of those students who were so absolutely certain that their memory was trustworthy gave a very different account from their first one. What? How can this be? Because researchers in memories will tell you that oftentimes our memories are remembrances of remembrances. In other words, memory comes in layers. What we remember is our memory of the event. And as you paint another coat on top of that memory, as you recall it, it shifts, it moves, it does things. Memories are not these automatically always with you, never ever drifting things. They're not. And people who do research in the memory world will tell you this. You want another fascinating study? Hypnotic regression. You've heard about it, you've seen it. They take people back into their past. And they say, oh, well, you know, that's your fifth birthday party. And the person under hypnosis is recalling his fifth birthday party. My aunt was there. Oh, she was there in that same red dress she always wore. I couldn't believe it. She was eating she had two pieces of my cake. I was so excited. I just sat there. I remember when they had me blow out the candles. They tried to play a joke on me. They had 10 candles on the cake, and I said, hey, I'm only 5. And then they had actual evidence, perhaps in the form of memories of adults, or film of the birthday. The person wasn't even close in his memories. Not even, his aunt wasn't even there. They didn't put 10 candles on his cake. They never did any such thing. So where's all this coming from? Bits and pieces. Bits and pieces of other birthdays, other memories, perhaps somebody else's birthday. It could have come from a book that they had read. Bits and pieces. This is why age regression into past lives is nonsense. Nonsense. I remember. I lived in India. That's where I was. 2 doors down from the Taj Mahal. I remember it so plainly. I'd get out in the morning and I'd walk to school. And I'd get on the bus. Of course, there were no buses in that previous life because they hadn't invented vehicles with motors yet. That's irrelevant. Memory is not necessarily a reliable thing. That's why you got to get other pieces of information to tell you whether it is accurate or whether it is not. I now do not trust where I was when I heard that Kennedy was assassinated. I think I do, because I've thought about it many, many, many times since, but I'm not sure. The girl who told me, her name was Beth. I remember Beth. Beth was the smartest girl in my class. She was brilliant. I think she got an A- once. Once. Probably colored outside the lines in kindergarten. So, understand. Memories of memories of memories.